Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much, Rachel, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I've been talking about wearing the belt of truth first. Now, here's the good news. Before you can wear the belt, Jesus wore the belt. I mean, think of it as a championship belt that keeps all your undergarments in place. Remember, this was a time where we wore flowing robes. God is the one who strengthens us, friend, and the armor we need is fundamentally His, not ours. The good news is that's because Jesus Christ has already worn those in our place. Isn't that beautiful? That is so good. That's great news because the reality is that we aren't good at wearing the belt of truth as our foundational garment. We sometimes turn our study of the scriptures into some academic exercise as if we were trying to get an A on a test rather than to equip ourselves for battle with Satan. But God Himself has entered the fray on our behalf. Through His foundational righteousness and faithfulness to God's word, this messianic King Jesus will save His people and bring in the final and only necessary blessing of peace, a peace that would extend throughout our lives and all of creation. Jesus demonstrated that righteousness and faithfulness, and listen to this, friend, He demonstrated it to the truth in His encounters with Satan in the wilderness, where Satan sought to persuade Jesus that God wouldn't provide for his needs. So Jesus should make stones into bread. Jesus replied with God's truth, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God," in Matthew 4:4. Well, Satan, he floated the most outrageous lie of all. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and promised, all of these I'll give to you if you'll fall down and worship me," in Matthew 4:9. But for a third time, Jesus saw through the lie and responded, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and in Him only you will serve." That is so different from most of our daily experiences. Satan simply has to show us something attractive, and we go after it like a bass after a shiny lure, even when we know it to be contrary to God's word. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, all the things that feed our appetites, our desires, and our sense of self-importance, they seduce us and easily take us away from the truth and into sin. Friend, listen. If the God of the universe has chosen and called us in Christ and given us a glorious inheritance in Him, that is surely better than whatever tawdry bauble that Satan places under our nose. Friend, listen, if the good work God has begun in me will be brought to completion on the day of Christ Jesus, then it's worth striving with every power within me of my soul to work out that salvation now in a life of growing obedience. The armor of God, Christ's armor, it's not a pristine, clean outfit. It is already bloodied from the fight. Oh, my friend, the belt of truth is your foundation garment. Put it on, wear it, be found in it day and night, for in Christ, that truth will set you free from the grip of Satan's powerful lies. I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.